With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No one is saying right now if tech companies knew exactly what was going on, but it would appear they did. At issue, an investigation by the Associated Press revealing that U.S. technology to a large degree may have designed and built China's surveillance state. President Trump touting his administration's faith agenda during an event with the Religious Liberty Commission. Here's Greg Clugston.
On religious liberty issues in public education, commission members heard testimony from Christian students who were treated unfairly.
Some were even punished for their religious beliefs and very, very strongly punished. It's ridiculous.
Speaking at the Museum of the Bible, the president announced that the Education Department will issue new guidance protecting the right to prayer in public schools. He said his administration is restoring America's identity as a nation under God. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A newly released video of a refugee stabbed by a man may be a huge problem for Democratic candidates before the midterms. Here's Bernie Bennett with that story.
The viral video shows the fatal stabbing of 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee Irina Zaruska on a Charlotte, North Carolina light rail, allegedly by a homeless repeat offender. It's being portrayed as politically devastating for Democrats ahead of the 2026 midterms. President Trump on Monday condemned the deadly stabbing of the Ukrainian woman after the gruesome video of the attack was released over the weekend. Critics claim the mainstream media hid the reporting of the video for days to protect the Democrats' criticism of the federal crackdown on urban crime. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In Nepal, protests have continued the past 48 hours. At least 19 people have been killed. Those pressed a protest because of a decline in internet freedoms. This is SRN News. In Australia, a severe battle over transgenderism.
If you say that a man is a man, you can be punished in that country. Carolee Smith, who works for a feminist group called Binary Australia, has been found guilty of, quote, vilifying two men who are playing on women's soccer teams and has been ordered to pay a fine of $200,000. Smith made the social media post warning of the danger posed to women forced to compete against men and pointing out that, quote, the top goal scorer in the NSW Women's League is a man. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Names of experts appointed to an Olympic committee looking at transgenderism ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games not being revealed. The IOC's first female president, Kirsty Coventry, promised such a panel when she was elected earlier this year. U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee effectively banning men from playing against women. This is SRN News. South of the border, a train bus crash. At least 10 people are dead.
Authorities were still working at the site of the accident in an industrial area with large warehouses and factories. One video on social media platforms showed the bus in heavy traffic, slowly moving across the train tracks when the fast-moving train suddenly appeared out of frame, ramming the bus at its midpoint. There were no visible crossing gates or other signals. Just prior to the crash, cars could be seen crossing the tracks as traffic advanced. Authorities say the accident with the double-deck bus took place northwest of Mexico City. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A new Banksy mural showing a judge beating an unarmed protester with a gavel will be removed from outside a London court. HM Courts and Tribunals say the mural would be removed because of rules about listed buildings that are protected by law. More details at srnnews.com.